You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
Do you sometimes feel that life is a prison? I have good news for you. In Jesus Christ, you can be free.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. The International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in prayer, praising and thanking you for your grace and mercy in our lives. When we turned away from you, enslaving ourselves to the rule and power of sin, you did not cast us aside. You were there in your love to promise and to give us a Savior who has freed us from the bonds of sin and death and given us life, a new life in which we are free to live as your obedient children. As we this day share the good news of your love through this radio broadcast, we pray for the power of your Holy Spirit to be at work within us. Make us willing to acknowledge and confess the slavery of sin in our lives. Open our hearts to accept by faith the freedom that you offer to us in Jesus Christ, and give us the power to live the new life of freedom that is ours in Him and in Him alone. In His holy name we pray. Amen. In a 1941 address to the Congress of the United States, President Franklin Roosevelt shared these words: four freedoms. The first is freedom of speech and expression everywhere in the world. The second is freedom of every person to worship God in his own way everywhere in the world. The third is freedom from want everywhere in the world. The fourth is freedom from fear, anywhere in the world. Freedom, everywhere, anywhere in the world, for all people. That is the desire, the hope, the prayer of all who love and cherish freedom, all who respect the right of every human being to be free. However, let it be understood by all who would believe the word of the living God, that no person is truly free until he has found freedom in Jesus Christ. To be free in Jesus Christ, free from the power and rule of sin in our lives, free from the eternal death and hell which we deserve because of our sins against God, that's what real freedom is all about. And it's only when we have come to know and experience that freedom, freedom in Christ, that we are truly free. In his word to us and to all the world, Christ our Lord says, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If the Son of God, Jesus Christ, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." And that's good news, really good news, for all people, for you and for me. Why? Because we all need the freedom that God offers to us in Jesus Christ. As descendants of the first Adam, the man who first sinned, we are, as St. Paul tells us in Romans chapter 6, the slaves of sin. We are the prisoners of sin. Our lives are by nature under the power and control of sin. To understand that, we need to go back to the beginning, to God's creation of the world. In his careful, loving act of creating man, God gave to man the freedom to choose between good and evil. He put man in a beautiful garden home called Eden and said to him, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat of it, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." For a while everything was just fine. Man lived in a beautiful, perfect, holy relationship with his God. He was a free person, free to be God's man. He enjoyed life to the fullest. But all of that changed when man, using his freedom, chose evil over good. Tempted by the devil, tempted into believing that God was holding something back from him, man chose to eat of the forbidden fruit, chose to disobey his God. Man sinned. And just as God had warned, sin brought death, spiritual death, eternal death, separation from God for time and for all eternity. Man's whole nature changed. His whole life changed. From holy and righteous, as God had created him, man was now sinful. His relationship with God was broken. His nature was now that of being a slave of sin. He was a prisoner of sin. No longer was God the ruling, controlling force in his life. Now it was sin. Sin became his master. He was not able to keep from sinning. He was in bondage to sin. His life was totally under its authority and control. And that's the way it is for all of us, as descendants of that first man, the first Adam, the first to sin. We have inherited, there has been passed on to us, a sinfulness which affects our total being. All of us, by nature, are enslaved by sin. In the words of Psalm 51, "I have been evil from the time I was born. From the day of my birth, I have been sinful." From the moment of our conception and birth, sin holds us in its grasp. From the very beginning, sin is our master, the guiding, controlling force in our life. Sin is running the show. We may not like to hear that, but that's the way it is. By nature, by birth, we are sinful human beings. In her popular book, Born Free, Joy Adamson tells the story of an orphan lion cub named Elsa, whom she and her husband George had raised to a full-grown lioness and then released to life in the wild. Even though a close bond of friendship developed between Elsa and her benefactors, and she seemed to enjoy being a part of their life, their home, yet there was always an awareness that she was born free. Free to be. Free to roam in the wild. Born free. So it was with Elsa the lion. But it's not that way with us. We human beings are not born free. God's word, the Holy Bible, makes it very clear. There is no room for questioning the fact that we are born in sin, the slaves of sin. It's not something we gradually work ourselves into. It's the way it is from the beginning. It is our human nature to do that which is wrong in the sight of God. Sin comes naturally. God says, "From the inside, from a man's heart, come the evil ideas which lead him to do wrong things." We don't have to teach ourselves to sin. It's the way it is in our lives. By nature, we are the prisoners of sin, held captive by it, daily sinning against our God in thought, word, and deed, daily going against the commandments which he has given us to obey. And it all leads to death. The Bible declares the wages of sin is death. Death is separation from God for time and for all eternity. And unless and until we are freed from the bondage of sin, we are under that sentence of death. A life now in which sin has the upper hand, and an eternity of being forever separated from God in hell. Here again, God's good news. If you continue in my word, you shall know the truth, and the truth, Jesus Christ, will make you free. Do we hear what our Lord is saying? He is telling us that we can be free in Jesus Christ. And that is really good news, because there is no way that we could ever free ourselves from the bondage of sin into which we were born and are held captive. As the slaves of sin, the prisoners of sin, we are helpless, as helpless as the man bound in chains behind prison walls. Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Savior, is the great emancipator. He and He alone can set us free, free from sin's control in our lives, free from the judgment of God that we deserve because of our sins. St. Paul declares in Galatians chapter 5, verse 1, "Freedom is what we have. Christ has set us free." And how has Christ done it? Through the cross and the empty tomb, through His life, His death, and His glorious resurrection on Easter morning, Jesus Christ has overcome sin and death for us. He has broken the power of sin in our lives. It was the only way. He entered into our bondage. He took upon Himself our slavery to sin. The sentence of death which we had earned because of our disobedience of God's commandments was pronounced upon Him. He, the sinless Son of God, was made to be sin for us, to endure, to suffer, to die the very death which we should have died. On the cross, He met the power of sin and death head on. On the cross, the battle for freedom was fought. It all happened on that day which we call Good Friday. In the midst of His bitter struggle, we hear Him cry out, my God, why have You forsaken Me?" The battle for freedom had carried Him into the very depths of hell. And then at about the hour of 3 o'clock, His voice was again heard from the cross, "It is finished." The battle was over. "Father, into Your hands I commend My spirit." And Jesus Christ, the Son of God, bowed His head and He died. His body was taken from the cross and buried in a nearby tomb. And the world waited. Had He been defeated? Had He made a valiant effort to overcome sin and death for us, but failed? The answer came on Easter morning. The tomb in which the Christ had been laid was found to be empty. The huge stone that had been used to seal the grave had been rolled away. An angel of God was there to proclaim to the world the news that it needed to hear. "He is not here, for He is risen." The chains of sin, death, and hell could not hold Him. The victory belonged to Him. Sin and death lay at the feet of the risen Christ. Through His life, death, and His resurrection, He had conquered sin and death. He had broken their power and rule in the life of man. He had prevailed over the prison gates of hell. Christ was the victor. He had not been overcome. He had not been defeated. He won. He overcame sin and death and hell for us. That's the truth of God, proclaimed in the glorious resurrection of His Son on Easter morning. Jesus Christ is the truth, and to know Him, to believe in Him, to trust in Him as our personal Lord and Savior, is to be free, really free, free from the power and rule of sin, free to be God's new people, free to live as His new people. And make no mistake about it, Christ is the only way. There is simply no other way that we can escape from the hold that sin and death have upon us. Confessing our sins, yes, our slavery to sin, acknowledging before God that we have sinned against Him, turning in faith to Jesus Christ as our only Savior and Lord, accepting His life, death, and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sins and the promise of life eternal in heaven, we are free. We are given the power to be the sons and daughters of God, the power to break from the control of sin in our lives, the power to live a life dedicated to Him who loved us and gave Himself for us. Freedom in Christ offers a new alternative. We are freed from a life of being the slaves of sin to a life of serving God's purposes and doing His will. Freedom in Christ is never just freedom from. It is always freedom to. Freedom from the control of sin in our lives to a life in which God is in control. There has to be that new alternative. When a prisoner is released from prison, there has to be a new way of life for him. He has to make a new start, or he is going to slip back into his old ways. And so it is with our freedom in Christ. It means a new way of life. It means surrendering, yielding ourselves by the power of God's Spirit, through faith, to His rule, to His authority in our lives. Again, the words of St. Paul, Romans chapter 6. Set free from sin, we become the slaves of righteousness, the slaves of God. That may not sound like a very happy, worthwhile alternative. From the slavery of sin to the slavery of God, we are still slaves. What have we gained? Where is the freedom? We gain life as God intended it to be from the very beginning. Again, as St. Paul tells it, a life fully dedicated to Him. We are free to really be ourselves, to be the kind of people that God intended for us to be when He created us, a people loving Him, serving Him. Being the slaves of God, living under His rule and His authority, surrendering our lives to His control, is not a matter of law, of threats, of demands. Rather, it is grace. It is love. God loves us. Daily He pours out His love upon us as He cares and provides for us. And yes, God forgives us. Daily He forgives us all our sins for the sake of Jesus our Savior. We live under His grace, His love, as the slaves of God. Because of His grace, His love, the word slave no longer carries with it the threatening thought of bondage, of chains, of death. To be a slave of God is the joyful response to His love. It is life. It is being free to live. To live not for ourselves, not the old life of sin, but the new life. The life that is lived for Him who died for us and rose again. Sin no longer reigns. Christ reigns. His love, His word becomes the authority in our life, the guide to our daily living. Our gain is a life fully dedicated to Him. And the result is eternal life. It's living life the way God intended for it to be lived. Free to love Him with all of our heart, soul, and mind. Free to love ourselves and our neighbor also. It's becoming a truly free person. The Holy Bible makes this proclamation, freedom is what we have. Christ has set us free. Stand then as free men and do not allow yourselves to become slaves again. It's a new life for us as God's free people. We are not to allow ourselves to become the slaves of sin again by slipping back into old ways. It's new. It's all new for us as God's people. Lives fully dedicated to Him, lived in accord with His word. As a free man, St. Paul found great joy in proclaiming, "For me to live is Christ." And that's where it's at for us as God's free people in Jesus Christ. For me to live is Christ. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. If the Son, Jesus Christ, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. No person is truly free until he has found freedom in Jesus Christ. Have you found that freedom? The words of a young man in prison for life tell what it means to be free in Jesus. In prison with a life sentence, I am only 20 years old. I never had a future when my life was dark and cold. Then Jesus came into my life, and He put me on the right road. Now I believe He does love me, and He will carry my heavy load. Now I have a life sentence with the greatest God around. And He lets me walk in the light, the brightest light ever found. Stone walls, steel bars, can't stop His love from reaching me. Yet I am locked in a prison cell, and in Jesus I am free. A life sentence with God, and I really love Him too. And remember what God did for me, He is willing to do for you. In Jesus, we are free, really free. Amen.